Proclamation number 3330, 14th of November, 1944. World Renewal. No stone will be left unturned. The renewal of the world can only begin when the old world is completely destroyed, and thus the word will also be fulfilled, not one stone will be left upon another. This is to be understood spiritually and earthly. A total spiritual upheaval will take place, and therefore a spiritual disruption, a state of dissolution, must also occur first, just as nothing will remain in existence earthly which was before. And both will be accomplished by human will itself. Earthly creations will be destroyed by human will. Earthly institutions and circumstances will be untenable, and thus many earthly changes will be made which will finally have the effect of the dissolution of matter. And this dissolution will also be observed spiritually, for initially all schools of thought will go against each other, one will be opposed by the other, the earthly authorities will take action against each one. And finally the battle of faith will break out which wants to make all spiritual striving impossible. People want to eradicate all faith in something imperishable, spiritual and in a higher power. And God also allows this, because all this must precede the spiritual change, because something new is to emerge from the chaos, something pure, purified, strong spiritual, and this requires the final destruction and dissolution of the old world. Not one stone will be left upon another. If the human being is attentive, he recognizes the decay, and therefore he also knows that the end is not far away. And even if everything threatens to sink into spiritual and earthly chaos, the human being should save himself from it. He should stand firm and not let this decay spread to himself. And even if everything around him sinks, he should keep his head above water. He should always stretch out his hands upwards. He should let himself be drawn by divine fatherly love so that he will not sink when everything sinks. He should want from the bottom of his heart to experience the new world, to emerge unscathed from the spiritual and earthly chaos, healthy in his soul and full of hope for a new time which is spiritually and earthly peaceful, because God himself is close to the people who survive this last time of dissolution. For the evil will perish. It will no longer be able to rage on earth, and thus will also no longer afflict people who are united with God through love. And therefore the world will renew itself. It will no longer be the old earth, for not one stone will remain upon another, and the old earth must undergo this process of transformation. It must become a new earth, also purely materially. Creations must pass away and new ones arise, because the spiritual renewal also necessitates a renewal of earthly creations at the same time. Nothing can remain as it was before, because a new purpose is assigned to the creations, and therefore the old creation has to completely dissolve according to God's eternal plan of salvation. Everything will be changed but will not perish eternally. It will take on a different form because the old form no longer fulfills its purpose. And this is to happen because it has been determined since eternity. And because humanity's will has reached a point where it is far more destructive than constructive, and this is a violation of divine order. Therefore this must have such an effect that earthly and spiritual chaos arises, and this is the end of the old earth. But out of this comes a new world. A world of peace, a spiritual and earthly paradise. in which love reigns, because the eternal love itself dwells amongst people who remained faithful to it even in the most difficult battle. Amen.